As a baby, Lori had what the doctor called colic until she was around 4 months old. She would cry very loud, as if in a lot of pain. She would stiffen her neck muscles up. Her arms and legs would get really tight. She also had pneumonia 3 different times and had to be hospitalized. She's also liked rocking from little on. I rocked her a lot when she would cry. She also had a rocking horse she would ride until she fell asleep and fell off. She seems to always still need a rocking chair close by. She's always been a child of extremes. She always seemed very compassionate of others, especially the underdog. She is very strong-willed. When she was little, all we would have to do was shake our finger and she would cry, very sensitive, felt feelings deeply. When she laughs and laughs almost hysterically. She's been crying some lately, but before hardly did any crying. She seems to have a lot of anger. She and her father would argue a lot, and she said she hated him, but I think she's starting to hate me too. She keeps wanting to leave. Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts, a place where the raw, the unfiltered, the wild hearts gather to celebrate triumphs and hardships, learn from each other, grow together, and break down a culture rooted in fear. We will talk, we will laugh, and we will lean on each other about everyday life experiences that we could all use a little support through, and then we'll bask in the wild, magical beings that we are. My philosophy is that by embracing the dark, we may just let in the light. I am your host, Lori Rising, healer, educator, writer, adventurer, retreat leader, birth defender, and animal enthusiast and activist, along with my wild heart sidekick kitty, Jesus the Brave, we'd like to invite you to get excited about the Wild Heart Revolution. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's very special episode. It's called Rebirth. Yep, just rebirth. This is an episode that has been in the making for 13 months since the inception of the Raw and Wild Hearts and my Wild Heart Revolution. This is the most vulnerable that I'm going to be. It is typically the episode that podcast hosts put out as number one, so you know a little bit more about us and why we are drawn to this platform and sharing our message with all of you. I have been going through a rebirth like none other since I did begin this mission and this platform. And I think I really needed to allow the space of that to unfold and get some very deep soul truths in order to be in this space with you, in order to give you the full divinity of this message and of why I'm here and of why I'm so grateful that you're here as well, participating and supporting and shifting with me. So, yep, this is stripped down. This is a stripped down intimate chat between me and you. I'm letting you in on the intricacies and life's unfolding that has brought me here. It may give you a clue as to why my soul's mission is to support you in uncovering your divinity, to destroy this wounded fear culture, and to expand our human abilities and consciousness beyond what our linear thinking has ever allowed. This has been in my blood since I came into this human body. There are several reasons this is coming out now, today, the day before we usher in the age of Aquarius with the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. We're in a period of galactic history, y'all. We're coming online to our divine form and origins in a new powerful way. It's like the DNA of who we were when we agreed to come into this human experience is turning back on. Have you been feeling it? I mean, I have been writing about it, putting content out about it. Like, this has been a wild ride. We're remembering that truth before our consciousness was cleared to have this human experience. Ages are about 2,000 years. We're leaving the age of Pisces and moving into the age of Aquarius, which is the air element. With it is coming freedom, knowledge, and truth from within. We're dismantling and uncovering systems that have been in place for a very long time. a way too long time. We're no longer looking outward for redemption and guidance. We are remembering that God is within us, and the God without us is within us. With that comes a beautiful balancing of the divine feminine and the sacred masculine energies within ourselves. As abundance defaults over scarcity, we are able to drop in past the linear thinking of our external world and to truly hear our intuition, the wisdom that we were born with, the wisdom that is our medicine, that is our guide, that is our communication. We can receive, surrender, and flow in all spaces. We know that emotion is healthy and needed. That is the magic of the feminine within, a wisdom and grace in our hearts. And when we have a container of confidence in that flow, when we have the strength to move forward in a new space without judgment or fear, when we can be fully present in the waves of living, our masculine becomes sacred. This is when our community care defaults over competition. Clearly, we are in huge times of change on so many levels, but if you are doing your shadow work, if you are dropping in, if you are activating your heart space, you are probably feeling something along these lines. Now, even if you don't really know what I'm talking about, I just invite you to be curious, to just listen with an open heart and open ears and see what resonates with you. Hopefully there is a message in here that really shifts things for you, your health, your wellness, your soul ascension, your divinity, your place in your human life. And in this truth, we operate from a place of unconditional love, non-judgment, and curiosity. We are able to detach with love. Feel into that for a second. I want you to visualize all of your relationships in that space where everyone is uplifted in their beliefs without attachment to them. How does that feel? You rise above the conflicts that systems have had humans in for way too long. You now seek truth that resonates with your inner wisdom, the wisdom that we were born with to guide us, to heal us, to nurture us. Your need for material wealth decreases as your spiritual wealth exponentially increases. This new age is blowing in the ethereal all around you. Air is very powerful. And with that power, the material world diminishes in thought and desire. You operate out of pure love and gratitude for all. You can find gratitude in any environment, in any situation. You release fear of shadow work. You embrace the dark periods while in a human experience, since you know without a shadow of a doubt, pun intended, that in that depth, you will find the most light. As this special episode is coming out for this great conjunction, ushering in the age of Aquarius, I'm including a beautiful meditation to deepen your ascension work into the higher dimensional abilities that you will bring into your human experience. It's my hope to support you in remembering that you are a divine soul having this human experience. When we can tap into our higher consciousness easily, we shift the way our human lives unfold, which vibrates out into our communities and the planet. This, my friends, is how we create deep shifts. It's through our vibrational abilities. Language is just one part of the infinite abilities that we embody. I've included the minute and second of the Age of Aquarius meditation in the show notes below so that you can come back and listen again and again. It's practice and repetition that works our spiritual muscle to remind us what we always knew. The more I practice, the deeper I go, the more messages I get, the more downloads I get, the more wisdom that just kind of opens up in my cells. So I invite you to, if this resonates with you, if the meditation resonates with you, come back and come back again. Just push play. We have tremendous energies available in this moment and in this time. Okay, so there's a couple of things to talk about before we get to the heart of the show. I didn't release a podcast last week on its scheduled day, and that was because of my rebirth. I am fully in it right now. I just left my home of the past 20 years, give or take. I left for a few years there, but I also left my actual sacred space that I had cultivated for 10 years. And I am moving into new sacred space that I'm creating with my father. And I will be going out to the land because I know that it is my mission to drop in as deeply as possible. And in that connection with the land is where I experience that kind of shift and that kind of ascension in my form. The messages I bring out to you will be fueled by the depths that I go to while I experience this land. I listen to this land. I feel her heartbeat. So I did need to put my emotional health at the forefront. And I didn't have the 2 days of prep time to get that last podcast out as I was releasing pretty much 90% of my belongings, creating a sacred transition out of that home and driving across country with my little baby Beezus, my little kitty, my little podcast sidekick. You all know her and love her. And coming to spend some beautiful, valuable, sacred time with my family to create a new sacred space with my father. The privilege and the beauty in that is not lost on me. The episode is so good. It's Annie Botticelli, who's a phenomenal astrologer and manifester. And she gave us a beautiful conversation on money manifestation and our ability to manifest now more than ever with these planetary shifts and alignments. So you don't have to wait 2 more weeks for it. It's going to be out next Sunday. Be sure to tune back in and drop into the big December and January astrology. But of course, it's timeless. And whenever you listen is the perfect time for you to hear the messages that you need to hear at that time and in that space. So I want to give a shout out to my latest patron, Lisa Rising. Hey, sister. Thanks for your support and for supporting my mission. As a Patreon, she receives a special bonus track from the podcast episodes from everyone. She just got one from the beautiful light Candace Love. There are other special offerings for different tiers of patronage. One includes monthly Ask Me Anythings, which is super fun. Patreon is just one way that you can come in and monetarily support me, anywhere from $3, I think, up to $15 or $25 a month. But you can also support for free. If you love what I'm sharing and if it's resonating with you, take a little time out to share it with your friends, your family. Subscribe to the podcast. Give me a star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps the algorithm and it helps the messages get into more ears. Jump on my social media and my Wild Heart Revolution. I do a lot on Instagram and I hold giveaways and I try to put out lots of inspiration for you. So find me at The Raw and Wild Hearts on Instagram. All the things. Small business really does need your support more than ever. And really just in taking the time to be intentional with your scrolling, with your likes, with your shares, you can help us out for free in so many ways. The exchange in every way is what creates a higher vibration on the planet and in the world. So even though we're evolving the way that business works and runs, small businesses have been pivoting beautifully into the online platform. So it's up to us to still seek them out and to still support in whatever capacity and way that we can. Because when we support small business and local community, we raise the vibration of this planet and we create a more sustainable space that moves into a deeper community around us. Also, let's see, this is a long time in the making, but my Awaken Your Life Force Pelvic Floor Digital Course is almost here. January 12th, 2021, for the new moon in Capricorn. Mark your calendars, babes. This is an accumulation of 20 years of soul alignment and ascension work, shadow work, trauma-informed body work, and experiences of working with thousands of pelvic floors that I am putting out. The investment is one for your soul, your health, your wellness, your divinity, and your life force in this human body and experience. And I just wanted to give a shout out because I have gift certificates available for any last minute holiday shopping this week. I can email you a print ready certificate and you can pay later. Pay when the course comes out. You'll have lifetime access to the course along with any additional modules I add in over time. Send me a message if you have any questions or if you'd like to grab one of those certificates. I also have a really rad giveaway going on Instagram right now for the pelvic floor course. Real quick, I just want to mention BetterHelp. That's Better H-E-L-P. This is a partnership that is in complete alignment for me. Their mission is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient. So anyone who's living in this raw human experience can get help anytime, anywhere. My own ascension and evolution through these big life and planetary changes would not have been leveled up without my therapist. My telehealth appointments have been critical in the weekly and sometimes daily emotional landscapes I'm moving through. Having that accountability of my telehealth sessions helps me to pay attention, observe, and reflect. BetterHelp, they're amazing because they're going to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that is a great fit. And if that person isn't a great fit, they make it super easy and free to change therapists at any time. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account and send a message to your counselor. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So visit BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/rawandwildhearts to get 10% off your first month as a wild heart warrior. The link is also below in the show notes. Okay, on to the heart of today's episode. Lori Rising is the founder of the Raw and Wild Hearts podcast, Awakening Your Life Force Retreats and Beginning Within Therapy. She's been in therapeutic practice since 2001, providing trauma-informed bodywork, pelvic floor therapy, pain management, hypnotherapy for wellness, childbirth education, therapeutic bodywork for fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum, and newborn craniosacral. She studied under and assisted world-renowned visionary John F. Barnes since 2001. In 2010, she completed her transpersonal hypnotherapy certification at the Institute for Therapeutic Learning in Seattle, Washington. She later presented her well-received workshop, Get to Know Your Pelvic Floor, at the annual Hypnobirthing Conclave in San Antonio, Texas. She offers online holistic soul care sessions and birthing consults, which allow her to work with people worldwide. Lori also offers a unique retreat opportunity in several locations per year. By combining a safe space to connect with others on a path of self-discovery, where we peel back the strongholds of trauma held in the body, along with pelvic floor education, self-care techniques, dynamic flow exercise class, and surfing lessons, she has created an utterly transformative week that will take your life in directions you may not have ever thought possible. Through her podcast, she provides an invitation to her wild heart revolution, which is one of destroying this culture rooted in fear, to uncover the unconditional love and divinity we are meant to thrive in. Her mission is to explore the vast expanse of humanity by embracing all that we are and all the ways we can live in our full and divine selves. She is currently working on her no-holds-barred book on childbirth to help return it to its roots, which is the access point to gentler and healthier communities, as well as an exciting book that will dive into the possibilities of rebirth and reawakening in our lives. Lori came into the world energetically and spiritually sensitive. She has maintained a deep knowing of the divinity and magic of humans in connection to our ancestors, the stars, and spirit since beyond the womb. Being a child of the universe, her driving force for humanity has been one of connection and alignment of all. The lower vibration of fear and scarcity in our culture has never resonated in her soul. She's always been in relationship with her claircognizance and is dropping into a deeper alignment of other spiritual gifts as life continues to unfold. Coupled with the transcendent space of emotional cellular releasing and myofascial release and her ability to know raw, multidimensional truths, she hopes to share this space of body, mind, soul alignment with you. Hello, Lori. Thank you for creating the Wild Heart Revolution. Yes, queen. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm so excited that you are sticking with me and in for the wild evolution of my humanity. So I'm just going to free flow here. I've actually tried to record this a couple of times, and it's really amazing how different it is when it's just me and my mic conveying a message without an exchange. So I hope it all unfolds exactly the way that you need to hear it. So, of course, I'm going to start with a toast or a prayer. To the Wild Heart Warriors, in our light, especially our dark, and in all of our magic and glory, may we continue to elevate consciousness through honesty, humor, humility, gentle care, soul-wrenching growth, and ownership. And to us and to this raw and wild human ride unfolding in divine time. Yes. Oh my gosh. So even that prayer, I have to tell you, the intention that I put into that prayer is basically all about the unfolding of my experience here in this earthly realm. And the soul-wrenching part is definitely, I think, something that we can all relate to. The beginning, yes. So that the excerpts that I read to begin this entire episode off are from a letter that my mother just recently told me about and gave to me when I got home last week. And it's a letter that she had to write to admit me into a mental health facility during the, I don't know, second dark night of my soul. I feel like most of my human life has been the dark nights of my soul and a majority of shadow work. And I truly do believe that it brought me right here, right now, to this moment in time in our galactic history to support and aid the changing of the world. All of my experiences, all of my healings are wrapped up into what I'm about to unleash in the universe. And it's a big reason that I have fully jumped into my soul's mission and transitioned out of a very fruitful career, a wonderful career where I helped people through some of the biggest traumas of their life, some of the most pain of their life, and I help them in creating humans and families and ushering human babies into this world in an environment of love and care and nurturing. But I feel called to bring this mission to a whole different level of my spirituality and my evolution, because I feel like that can contribute to the greater good in a whole different dimension at this point. And it's all basically coming online within my DNA through this past year and the 2020 energies that we've been experiencing. So as we know, the Great Conjunction is coming tomorrow. That's why this episode is being released today, the day before the winter solstice of 2020. There are many of us lightworkers and starseeds that are biting our nails for this beautiful big conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter at 0 degrees in Aquarius tomorrow. It is a portal into our divinity. And it's a divinity that I was born knowing about. What I know now is that I came into the world in a very high vibrational frequency. And because of that, I had a major struggle in this three-dimensional realm of the wounded masculinity that we've been living in for centuries. In that sense, we have created this culture of fear, sensationalism, competition, scarcity, lack of. I'm sure you all are resonating with the feeling of those words and the feeling of how we've had to sacrifice ourselves to get ahead and quote unquote experience the dream and the material dream and the material wealth that was made out to be the holy grail of this existence. Well, hello, with this conjunction, we are reactivating and remembering in ourselves what true wealth and abundance is. And that absolutely comes from within. And this is coming online, as I said before, with the balancing of our masculine and feminine energies. When they are in perfect balance and alignment within our souls, we experience what's I feel like known as nirvana. We experience an unconditional love that we can relate to people and the world from detachment in that unconditional love. This is how we rise above the lower frequencies of competition, of us versus them, of the duality that we've been placed in and that has served many people and powers in the world for a long time. Well, the age of Aquarius, of course, is an age of information and knowledge and freedom within ourselves. So it's basically like everything that we came into the world with was given to us in order to thrive. Okay, so clearly I am for sure feeling these energies that are coming tomorrow. I mean, I am buzzing. I have so many things that I want to do, so much content I want to put out. So I also want to be in the sunrise and the sunset. I want to be under the stars. Like, there's just not enough of me and time to go around right now. So let me back up and let me give you a little glimpse into the evolution that did bring me here in this human form. And in this belief that I can truly be a part of some of the greatest change in this world from the totality of my experience as my soul in my human physical body. So basically, I came in to be adopted. And in that process, and when I say process, it's the whole journey of my biological mother, the lineage of the women in my family, the choices that were made, and the physicality of what happened to me in my birthing process and adoption process. And I developed a very deep abandonment wound that I believe was probably coming in from generations, not just from that experience. And that, along with the starseed of my soul that came in at the frequency that it did to this human body, created a very big conflict for me in this 3D earthly realm. So basically, if I summed up my decades, what I would say about my childhood is that it was lonely and confusing, because children are the most beautiful expression that we have, right? And so I was looking to just express all that I came in as, and the world around me was looking to repress it because it wasn't comfortable for my external environment. As you heard in that excerpt, I was very sensitive. I was emotional. I experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows. I had a connection with nature and animals in a heartbreaking way, in a way that I was not able to handle the anger and violence of this world on those beings. And that created my first dark night of the soul as a child. And it moved me into a space of suicidal thoughts and tendencies simply because I think I just wanted to go home. I wanted to go back to my soul. I wanted to go back to the infinite, beautiful, perfect being that I was as I came into this human form. I have since had some beautiful visions. My clairvoyance has been turning on with these energies, and it's been joining up with my claircognizance. And I now have full knowledge and truth of why and what has occurred throughout this time in the communities that I've been in. And I am dropping into such a beautiful place of peace and understanding with every part of the journey that I'm here. The vulnerability in this episode could only come from that understanding, I truly believe. But let me tell you, the wounding healer that I have experienced throughout this life is the full reason that I can stand in your pain. I can go into the deepest wells of grief that you've ever known. And I can also be an example of the power of practice and faith and divine timing and the divine unfolding of life that will bring you back to thriving. So my biggest philosophies are that laughter is medicine, that humans are made to heal, that when we feel, we actually create the path to heal, and that life is made to enjoy. I think sometimes it's easy to forget that piece, and that's why I do so much around laughter and smiling. I went for years without smiling, for years without laughter in my soul. And honestly, laughter is a part of my being. It's a part of my makeup. I want to support others so that they can move through their own dark night of the soul or shadow work in a faster, easier, and more supported way than I did so that they can find their smile again. We have a very short time in these human forms. And I believe that we can create an environment and community and space for people to thrive, laugh, and enjoy each other in. Unfortunately, we've gone pretty far off from that. And I'm so excited that it feels like it's coming back. It's coming back online. Our intuition, our receiving, our emotional abilities, our confidence and container, our strength, our belief in ourselves. The truth shall set you free. And it is the truth within that will set us free to create the communities that humans are made to thrive in. See, I keep going off on tangents. So let me tell you a little bit about the dark nights of my soul. The day that I tried to commit suicide is a day that I have spent a lot of time not thinking about. And it's interesting that it has just come up this week again with my mother telling me about and handing me that letter. And so I'm really actually going back and feeling into that space. And I think healing that space in a way that I haven't before. I had a very deep conversation with my mom and dad last night about my spiritual awakenings and my inner truths and knowingness and visions that have created such beautiful clarity for me in this new earth realm and in my new soul's mission from here on out. I am alive because my mother was placed in my life. There is no coincidence that I was adopted into a family that that we could not be more opposite in our perspective, but yet we are so similar in our faith and beliefs. They just come from different seeds within ourselves. And my mother, I believe, is in my life to keep me here in human form. And my dad is in my life to keep me on track in my human form and keep me in my faith in my human form, because he is a man of deep faith and he is a man of a deep soul's calling that has been his mission throughout his life. I believe that it is because of his sobriety that I was able to never go so dark in my addiction that I could not come back or that I did not come back. I always had that light within me. So waking up to their faces was a pivotal moment for me. It shifted something within my spirit that I knew I would never, ever put them through something like that again. I knew in that moment how deeply my actions had affected them. And I became a more cognizant person of others around me. It became less about my uncomfortable experience as a human in a world that didn't understand me. And it became more about my experience and how it affected others around me as well. And that really put me on a new track to a greater balance in a world that didn't make sense to me. The next pivotal moment for me came when I met my biological mother at 19 years old. Again, no coincidence that she gave me up for adoption at 19 years old. Y'all, we have some really beautiful, intense, and wild intergenerational connections and healings to work through when and if our soul is ready to go into that realm. I believe right now the energies are extremely supportive to be deeply moved in the type of healing that we can do for the generations before us and the generations below us. Seeing myself in a mirror, hearing myself laugh, knowing where my spirituality and my starseed soul came from, feeling the energy of the person that created me and birthed me, really, that was a moment that suicide was now out of my realm. It was no longer an option for me to even entertain. I'm going to just move over some of these deep wounds that I have gone through. After meeting my mother, I spent my 20s kind of teetering back and forth between my power, my abilities, and my spirituality as a healer, and my semi-addictions, my semi-benders, when I felt so much power within me and didn't know how to connect it to the world without me is when I would numb myself back into the third dimensional realm. What I experienced and what I was able to do, I had no reference for it. And so I think that there was a subconscious fear there that there was too much power. And in order to numb that out, I would go on small benders of drinking or smoking marijuana. But really, all in all, I spent my 20s becoming a pretty witchy, magical version of myself, fully embodying my intuitive abilities and my empowerment. But I never developed the community around me that resonated with that frequency. And so every time I would bring myself back down with substances in order to match the frequency in my environment, I moved away from my power and my abilities as a healer. And, you know, it was during one particular bender that I knew I needed help. I knew I needed support. And that was when the father of my stillborn daughter, Dunia, came in. And we had fallen in love when we were 12. I think we've been in love for lifetimes. I think we've been doing this for a really long time. There's a lot of karma there. There's a lot of pain. There's also a lot of happiness and joy and love there as well. And we have been wrapped up in this lifetime very intimately, very excruciatingly, and now happily loving each other from afar. But you know, I think he has a very special piece of my heart because he never abandoned me. His full acceptance and embodiment of me as the person that I am, without ever understanding it or feeling that kind of frequency, he fully and freely loved me. And that created a love more powerful than I've experienced in this human life. And it also created a life. We got pregnant with our daughter, Dunia Eve, very quickly after getting together. And then she transitioned back into her soul divine form while I was pregnant with her. The devastation of my daughter's death was at the time more than I thought I could ever handle. It became probably a good 14-year process of grief and evolution and healing that has rippled out from me to my community, to my clients, to the world, to her. I don't even know how to go into it in this kind of space. It's too big for words what has happened, but going through the devastation of that loss, the biological child that I could not wait to bring into the world, that I had so many plans for mothering and relating to and fostering her abilities and her intuition and her spirituality and everything that she would come into the world to be. I could not wait to gift her with what I did not experience upon my arrival. And when she left, I was devastated. I was walking around as a shell of a human for years. I cried every day for probably 7 years. My health completely tanked. It was an extreme trauma where I had 2 hospital stays. The small town here did not know how to help her out of my body. And she ended up staying inside of me for 10 days after she had passed. And now I look back at that time and I'm so grateful that we had that time together to transition in a way that became much more spiritual. I remember walking, we had an acreage and I would walk out in the fields and in the land crying and begging her to be released and to come out into the world and just really sobbing and wailing and emoting all of it. I felt like I was wailing for the world. I cannot describe the emotion and the feeling of the loss of my child, of the loss of a life that I put so much love and hope and expectation into. I'm sure many of you can relate on different levels because grief is not special. Someone said that to me once on one of my podcasts, and it resonated deeply with me because grief is one of the most profound experiences you will go through, and it's not linear. It does not fit into a linear culture, and it is something that will put you in touch with the God within yourself quicker and deeper than anything else in this world, any kind of happiness and joy you can experience. I felt like I was the most in touch with source energy during that time than probably the rest of my life. I spent time connecting with her. Our spirits were merging. Our spirits were one. And I think that made it even harder because in our soul contract, I made the decision to stay here in human form as the mother so that I could go through the healing process and offer that to people around me, offer what I would experience and how I would drop myself into levels of healing that I could share with the world. I've said it, I've talked about this in many interviews. Now I can look back with such an awe and reverence for the process that her and I and her father all went through. But I will tell you what, those were the hardest years of my life. Those years almost took me down over and over. You know, my health was barely surviving. I was almost in the emergency room every other day. I was creating a new life when I left my home and one of the loves of my life in order to save myself. It was a decision that was the hardest choice I've ever made. And her passing was the hardest experience I've ever had. I knew in order to heal, I had to take some very profound steps in my life. I didn't know how I was going to heal, but I knew I had to take the steps. And the first step was leaving an environment that created more triggers than healing for me. As I think about it, like the trauma of every part of that experience was so tangible and so visceral that it catapulted me into working with other women going through something similar. It catapulted me into working with loss and to helping families become pregnant and bring children with legs and arms into the world instead of wings. It helped me to work with people that had been through severe trauma that was stuck in their body. It created a wounded healer in me that has such a depth to her that I can barely even put it in language. I was eventually led to working with childbirth, and this is through much of my abandonment wound healing. Every one of these wounds and these karmic loops that I have went through with Dunia's father, with our love, with our lifetimes of work together, and with Dunia, and with my daughter, and with my miscarriages afterwards. I had two more miscarriages. I spent the bulk of my 30s spending thousands and thousands of dollars and being obsessed with my health and trying to get pregnant and hoping to meet another love of my life and creating a family with that person and never having that come to fruition really forced me to face myself and to face these wounds head on in a way that was so tragically painful, but also in a way where I wanted to live. I believed in my own divinity and that I could get back to it eventually. It did not happen quickly. It did not happen easily, but it did happen. And that is why I am here, to believe in your divinity, to support your journey in this human form as a divine soul. Finally, after a year now, I've been putting out different ways to explain what my soul's mission is, but none of them have ever really resonated until recently. Recently, it just finally, as I've been having these visions, these truths come to my awareness and my knowingness, I now understand that I am here to be the bridge between the divine self and the earth form. I think that I have been through so much wounding as a human person and so much healing as a divine soul that I want to bridge this in a way that keeps it real, it keeps it fun, it keeps it accessible to all. And so I feel like my soul's mission is to produce a language, and not necessarily just with words, but to produce a language that bridges any kind of gap for people that do not feel or understand the connection between the two within themselves. I am here to help you find the God within yourself. I've also had to go through my own personal experience as that experience developed deeper levels of healing, understanding, and empowerment that I can bring out to the world. I believe that we can change the world through the way that we birth. I believe that when we operate from the container of a balanced divine feminine and masculine energy within ourselves, that we create a flow and an adaptability in life that is how we are meant to thrive. And really, you know, I am just here for it all. I'm here for you. I'm here for this experience and this ride. And I could tell you right now, if you asked me when I was 34 and in the biggest, hardest transition of my life, not knowing if I was going to live or die, not knowing if my health would ever come back into balance, praying that I would have a family and a biological child of my own, I did not believe I would ever feel the kind of peace and gratitude and divinity in my soul that I am experiencing at this moment in this time. And I cannot wait for the next however many years to keep experiencing all of it with you in a real, authentic, raw, and wild way. Thank you so much for joining the Wild Heart Revolution. I truly hope that the messages that I am putting out, that the people that I am interviewing, that the hope and inspiration that I am emanating is something that elevates your journey, increases your vibration, that even creates a curiosity for you that can move your life in directions that you never thought fathomable. Y'all, let's do this. All right, I am just about to start the Age of Aquarius meditation. I hope you stick around for it. I think it's around 12 minutes long, and I have designed this for supreme support in activating and integrating your divine soul within your human self. That's where we can experience the highest vibration while staying in this human realm. Okay, find a nice, comfortable spot, clearing your space, releasing all distractions. Close your eyes and just let yourself sink down, way down, letting go of any tension that may be residing inside. Let yourself sink into this beautiful space and time you have created for the nourishment of your soul and for the reawakening of our divine selves in this age of Aquarius. Feel the freedom to be without judgment or reaction. Feel the warmth of curiosity and observation as you move deeper and deeper into the totality of your being and your divine self together with your human self. Now take a long, deep breath in, filling your belly up with air. At the end of the inhale, pause for a few seconds. Good, and now release your breath, sinking down, deep down, pausing for a few seconds at the end. Feel every muscle and cell releasing with your breath. And again, take a long, deep inhale in and hold it. Now release it out, fully out, sinking, sinking deeper and deeper. Now just continue breathing at your own pace. Feel your jaw relax, your shoulders drop, your belly relax. With every inhale, you breathe in light and relaxation. You breathe in possibility and creation. With every exhale, you feel your shoulders drooping down. You feel your chest sinking, your jaw relaxing. Your muscles and joints are melting like butter. You breathe out anything that does not serve you or that is not in your highest good. Feel how your breath and oxygen nourish every cell of your body, bringing you health, ease, and relaxation. Your body responds to every breath by increasing your immunity and wellness as you sink deeper and deeper. Every time you take a long, nourishing breath in, your body responds quicker and deeper into that state of health and relaxation. Good. As your breath continues to cycle in and out, supporting and nourishing every cell in your body, take yourself in your mind's eye to the top of a staircase, a beautiful ornate staircase with 10 steps to the bottom. As I count, you will be going down each step one by one, down deeper and deeper into relaxation with every step. And now let's begin at the top with 10, starting to go down, way down with 9, 8, 7, moving deeper into relaxation, 6, 5, 4, feeling yourself becoming more relaxed, 3, 2, and 1, dropping into the deepest level of relaxation. Your body may be feeling lighter now as it comfortably rests between the physical and spiritual realms, your true home, creating a space of love, remembrance, and trust all around you. As you continue to effortlessly move your breath in and out, nourishing yourself deeper with every cycle, you begin to feel a light all around you, giving you warmth and comfort. And with every new inhale, that divine light begins to pour into your body, giving you a feeling of peace, knowing that you are loved and supported, knowing that you came into this human body for a divine purpose and mission. Your gifts and unique talents are being called upon to join in the collective light that is forming now. This light of magnificence that dances all around you is now bursting in your cells, wrapping you in a glowing state of vibrancy and health. This light grows stronger around you as it feels familiar and powerful. You now notice that as the light continues to grow in strength, it also grows in support. You bathe in this light of source energy, the same energy that is now being activated in your DNA. The same coding that is tuning you into your divine self. I want you to invite the air element in your space as you continue to breathe in and out, feeling light and love. Look to your right and see a big, beautiful glass-stained window. The colorful prism of light dancing all around you, lighting you up from the inside out. Now go to that window of light of creation and open it up. As you open it, smell the fresh air soar in and around you, moving a breeze through your soul as it pushes out old karmic lessons that have been replaying through lifetimes, the layers of conditioning that created a programming you did not choose, The fresh air takes the form of your divine being that has come to flush out that programming and those thoughts that are not your innate soul truth. Now take a moment and bask in this presence, integrating the supreme wisdom and truth of the source energy within you. Breathe in life. Breathe in love. Breathe in knowledge. Breathe in infinite awareness. Breathe in you. Now, before we fully return to our physical form, I want you to feel the presence of infinite beings of love all around. They are holding all that you are in the complete vibration of love. It is love that is the only truth. It is love that is your home. It is love that sets you free. You begin to feel soft, tingling sensations pouring into your body. You are receiving pure divine light. Allow yourself to feel the magnitude of this gift. Allow yourself to open up to all that is offered without judgment, without fear. The stronger this light from love grows in your body, the deeper you feel the urge to move your body. You begin to twinkle and dance. You see yourself twirling and softening into your newfound knowledge and language of love. You exchange with the light all around you and awaken your truth even deeper. Of universal truth along with you. You bring your divine self into your physical form where you fully embrace your soul's vibration. You now have a profound awareness of the contribution it brings to the collective conscious and the knowledge that vibrational change comes with infinite and limitless possibilities just like you. I want you to take a deep, nourishing breath of integration in. As you exhale, drop down into your power. It's a power that will be critical in the awakening of our planet in the years to come. You are here for this reason. We are stronger in pure, unattached, unconditional love and in community. This feeling, this knowledge, and this power into every day, into every sleep, into every possibility as you move through this raw and wild human experience. Let's normalize the struggles, celebrate the quirks, and lean into the light. From myself and Beezus the Brave, happy Wild Heart Revolution, friends.
You never thought fathomable.
fathomable that you never thought fathom. Oh my gosh, how do you say that word?